Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Erev and Daf Vav, on the bottom of Heimel Beis, at the two dots, two lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Amar Rav. He taught us in the name of Rav as follows. Mavi Shanifratz. We have a Mavi, the alleyway, which is leading into Sarabim, where the Chacham required one to place a Lechi, a side post or a kaira, a crossbeam above the entranceway, to separate the mavi from Shisarabim and allow carrying within it. What if the mavi's wall was breached? Mavi shenifratz. Can one still carry in this mavi? Or do we say that the walls have become battle and the carrying of the mavi is disallowed? So it depends how large a gap it is. Mitzita be'eser. If the breach occurred on the side of the mavi, so it occurred in the wall, which is running alongside the length of the mavi, be'eser, as long as it's no larger than 10 amos, it is still considered to be like a pesach, like an entranceway to the mavi, and the mechitza is still valid. As we know, we learned it several times, that a hole in the wall does not negate, does not mevatel the wall, unless that opening is larger than 10 amos. So we apply the general concept of mechitzas to the mechitza of the mavi as well. But that's only if it occurs on the side of the mavi. If this piritza, this breach occurred at the head of the mavi, meaning you have the long mavi going leading to the sarabim, and at the entranceway they built a wall which partially blocked that entranceway, so that wall was breached, then it is only kasher, bedalad, only up until four tefachim. If that hole is four tefachim in width, we consider this mavi to be nifras, exposed, the mechitza has been negated, and one can no longer carry the mavi. Now Tosis points out that the numbers 4 and 10 are a bit different, because 4 means that if it is 4, then it's already a problem, because 4 is the minimum size of a Pesach. So once you've reached 4, you've created an opening. Whereas when we speak about 10, mitzide be'eser, what he meant to say was, up until 10 you're still okay, including 10. Only if you go past 10, that's already beyond the shear of a Pesach, and therefore is considered to be nifrat, breached, and the mechitza is batal. So the shear of a Pesach is from 4 until 10. So again, according to this view of Rav, if the piritza took place on the side of the mavoi, you have up until 10, including 10. If it took place miroishoi, that's where you have the gap, then you only have up until 4, not including 4. Says more, what difference does it make where it was breached? Why, when it happened on the side of the mavi, you say, okay, up until 10 amos, you're okay. Don't want pischu, because you view it merely as an entranceway. You don't say the mechitza fell apart. It's an entranceway to the mavi, because it's still within the shear of a Pesach. Likewise, when the piritza occurred at the head of the mavi, name a pischu. There as well, we should treat it like a door, like an entranceway to the mavi. So even if it's four tefachim in size, why does it negate the mavi? Why is it mevatel the mechitzes? Why can't we simply treat it like an entranceway? Amar Rav Huna, Veda Vishua, was speaking in a case kigoin shenifras bekeren zavis. When he says meiroishi bedalit, he meant to say that this piritza was applied to the corner of the mavi, where the two walls meet. That's not a place to make an entranceway. The pischa bekeren zavis le'avdi inshi. People don't generally form an entranceway where two walls meet. It's not a convenient place to make an entrance. Perhaps it negates the structure, weakens the walls which are meant to support each other. In any case, that's not an appropriate place for a Pesach. So if this mavi was breached at the corner and it's four tefachim in width, that's not called a Pesach, and it negates the mechitza, it's mevatel the mechitza of the mavi, and this allows carrying within it. But when he said mitzide be'eser, he simply meant that anywhere else, meaning as long as it's not at the corner, then as long as the piritza is 10 amos or less, it certainly is considered to be a Pesach, and the mavi is still kosher, and one can carry within this mavi. So that's the shita of Rav Chanan Bar Rava, the name of Rav. V'chein v'Rav Huna Amar. Now we have an opposing view. He says, Echad ze be'echad ze ba'arba. Whether the piritza was applied to the corner, or even if it's the middle of the wall, It is only kosher if it's up to 4 tefachim. And once you've reached that shear of 4 tefachim, that disallows carrying the mavi. Why? Because when we have another way out of the mavi, that substitutes, that takes the place, perhaps, of the Pesach, of that grand entrance to the mavi. People will be inclined to take the short way out of mavi, so out of convenience. Perhaps sometimes they'll opt to use this doorway off to the side instead of using the main entrance way to the mavi. So it will be no longer considered the Pesach HaMavi. And therefore it renders the Koyr or the Lechi, which are placed at that entrance, it renders them obsolete. That kind of was place a heck or something which calls attention. Place it at the entrance way to the mavi. But if that grand entrance way is no longer really considered to be the Pesach HaMavi because there's an alternate route, perhaps an easier way out. So it's Mevato, the heter of the Lechi Lekor. So that's the Svar of Rav Huna. Therefore he says, once there's a pirtza, a breach, which is 4 tefachim in width, which has a halachic status as a Pesach, so that forms an alternate way to exit the Mavi into Rishis HaRabim, and therefore that takes the place of the original Pesach and negates the Lechi Vekoira, or considered to have been deactivated. V'chein Amalei Rav Huna l'Rav Chana Barava. And also Rav Huna, likewise, Rav Huna actually told Rav Chana Barava, don't disagree with me, meaning you're quoting Rav's opinion as though he's saying that you have until Tanamis to be good. Don't disagree with me, because I maintain that Rav himself, I have a right, that Rav himself actually held, like me, held that if the breach has reached 4 tefachim, that invalidates the heter of the Mavi. From a story, the Rav Ikl the Macharya, Rav visited this town of the Macharya, the Avad of the Kavasi, and he ruled, like my Shita. He told them that if the breach in the Mavi is 4 tefachim wide, that prohibits carrying the Mavi. So you see, the Rav himself, who you are quoting as though he holds that you have up until 10 Amis, Rav himself, Paskin in this town of the Macharya, that you only have up until 4 tefachim. Amar Lei. So Rav Chana responded, no, truthfully, Rav himself holds that if it's up until 10 Amis, the Mavi is still valid, the Kur and the Lech is still valid. Why was Rav very machmer in this town? Amar Lei Rav, Bika Matzah, he found this open, exposed valley of fields, the God of a Gedder, and therefore he enacted a Gedder, he built a fence to safeguard the field. Let's take a look at Rashi. So it's 5 lines from the top, beginning with the words Bika Matzah. What happened was Rav found an exposed valley. What he meant to say was Ami HaRatzimayu. They were unlearned people, mezalzel with mitzvahs, and were not too meticulous. They were lax in their observance of mitzvahs. And therefore, he needed to make a chumrah to avoid confusion, to prevent them from coming to do an isser. So he was very machmer, and he went a step back. Then the actual halacha, Behmer Aleim, Lasi Shyog, to create this fence, Lachikim Navera, to distance them from Navera, Kodim Agoide Bika, which is like a person who erects a fence around the valley, Bika Prutza, this unexposed valley, and feels a Shemra to safeguard it. So Rav Chana maintains that, in reality, Rav really holds that as long as this opening, this gap is 10 amos or less, you're still okay, because we apply the dinim of Mechitza to the wall of the Mavi as well. Rav was machmer in that case for a specific reason. This is in contrast to Rav Huno holds that as long as a Pesach was formed, even the smallest sized Pesach, even 4 tefachim, that is also sufficient to negate the heter of the Mavi, as we explained, because Rav Huno focuses on the usage of the Mavi, the traffic of the Mavi. So although, as far as the Mechitza is concerned, it's still standing, it's still intact, as long as it wasn't breached with a pirtza of more than 10 amis. But since the Mavi here is in a traffic area, and the Lechi Vekoira meant to address the traffic and to bring out, to highlight the difference between the Mavi and the Rishis HaRabim, so we focus on the usage of the Mavi. And if people are inclined to exit the Mavi using this convenient passageway, which was created through this pirtza, then that makes the Mavi Asa, as we explained, since it forms an alternate route and negates the original Pesach. Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kavasei Rav Huna Mistavra. It actually seems that Rav Huna's opinion Rav Huna, who tells us that Rav himself holds that a pirtza, which is dal tfachim, is sufficient to be oiser the mavi, it appears that that version is actually correct. Because we find elsewhere that Rav seems to hold that way. The itma, as we learned, mavi akum. This alleyway which was bent, a crooked alleyway. Rav Amar Tarasa Kima Foolish. Rav says as a din of an exposed alleyway, an open alleyway. Ushmul Amar Tarasa Kisasim. Has a din like a contained alleyway. Let's take a look at Rashi, who explains this in great detail. 9 lines from the top. Mavi Akam. So we have a Mavi, an alleyway which is bent. Ushne Psachav Lusha Sarabim Kazeh. So we have this diagram in Rashi. So you see you have a Rishus Rabim on the bottom, you have another Rishus Rabim on the left side, and we have a Mavi, an alleyway, which leads the pedestrians from one Rishus Rabim to the other. So it's an access route from one Rishus Rabim to the other. It's open on both ends of Rishus Rabim. Now we know that all this discussion regarding Lechi V'Kaira, which allows carrying in the Mavi, only applies to a Mavi Sosam, a contained Mavi, as Rashi explained for us on the Beis Amud Aleph. So Mavi Sasam is described as a place which is surrounded by three mechitzes. So here's the Rishus Rabim. You have a U-shaped Mavi, a U-shaped alleyway, so you have three mechitzes. The fourth side is open Rishus Rabim. So Minat Torah, this place is fully contained, it's Rishus HaYachad. The Rabbanu, they required that separateness, that Lechi, that Kaira, to make that Hefsek between Rishus Rabim and the Mavi. That's the Mavi Sasam. A Mavi of a Foolish, on the other hand, is an open-ended Mavi, which only has two walls running alongside it, and it's open on both sides of the Sarabim. That's not a Rishus HaYachad, that's considered a Karmelis. It's in between Rishus HaYachad and Sarabim. Now, in order to allow carrying within this Mavi, a Lechi V'Kaira not sufficient, because it's open, it's exposed on both ends. It needs to close off one side to make it into a Mavi Sasam. How does he close it off, for instance, by making a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a formation of a doorway, has a surah of a doorway, two posts on the sides, one post on top. That's how he closes off at least one side, and then it is regarded as a Mavi Sasam, and he can add merely a Lechi or Kur on the other side to allow tiltil within this Mavi. So there are two categories, Mavi Sasam and Mavi Mefulish. What about this picture here, which is nor this nor that? On the one hand, it's running from one Rishus Rabim to the other, so it appears like a Mavi Mefulish, because it's open-ended. It's exposed. It's open on both sides of Rishus Rabim. On the other hand, perhaps we should view it like a closed Mavi. Because when one enters one side of the Mavi and it continues straight, what happens? He bumps into the wall straight ahead. So it's not really directly exposed to Rishus Rabim. He has to make a left turn at a 9-degree angle, a sharp turn, to get to the other Rishus Rabim. So it's an indirect access to Rishus Rabim. So that's the machlekes here. Rav says, this is considered to be a Mavi Mefulosh. It's open-ended. Because at the end of the day, it's leading from one Rishus Rabim to the other, and the public uses it in this manner. So although it's an indirect access, it's still considered to be open-ended, and one must erect an additional adjustment, for instance, the Tzuras HaPesach, which will be placed right in the middle, right where the two parts of the Mavi join together, sharp turn there at the right angle. He places a Tzuras HaPesach there to cut off the Mavi, to make it enclosed on three sides, and then he can place a Lechi V'Kaira near the entranceway to Rishus Rabim. So that's Rav's opinion. Shmuel says no. It's an indirect access to Rishus Rabim. Let's view each side of this Mavi Akum like a separate entity. Each one is a closed Mavi. It's a Mavi Sasam. Therefore, according to Shmuel, we don't need to make anything inside that Mavi. We treat it like a Mavi Sasam. And therefore, he merely places a Lechi or a Kaira at the entranceway to the Mavi, near each side, near each one of the entranceways. So let's see Rashi inside. Again, the words Mavi Akum Ushne Psachal Chisram Kazeh has both of its ends open to Chisrabim, just as in this picture. So Rav says, Teresh is a foolish. Mavi Ham a foolish Chisrabim. A Mavi which is open, exposed to Chisrabim, so it's open on both ends to Chisrabim, Tzorach Tzorach HaPesach, Mikan, Velecha Yokar Mikan. So one needs to close that Mavi up by placing a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, on one end of that exposed Mavi, and that allows him to place a Lechi or a Kaira on the other side, just like it would be a Mavi Sasam. Kidl Kaman, as the Gemara soon will elaborate. Avze, likewise, in this case, Tzorech, Lishnei Psochov, Litzadush Yisrabim, Lechi Akeira, Lechi L'chol Ruach. So in this case, you're going to place a Lechi, or a Akeira, at both entranceways to Yisrabim, and in addition to that, you need to close off that Mavi, Ubakmu Misoi, right at that bend, Tzorech Tzuras Pesach. You need to make a Tzuras HaPesach to close it, which is, it's regarded like as though it's another wall there, which closes up and separates the two mavis as though it would be a wall. The pilosh mafulish lachaver, because the fact that it's open, one mavi is open to his friend. Havakim mafulish l'sarabim, it is considered as though he's wide open and exposed to l'sarabim. So that's Rav's opinion. He considers this to be a mavi mafulish. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, no, toirasa kisasim. We regard it as a closed mavi. Vein tzorach bakum misay klum. Right at that bend, you don't need to place anything. Ella, rather, elu oisin lechi lepischon. So the residents of this mavi, of this side, they simply place a lechi at their entranceway to Yisrabim. And the same thing for the fellows on the other side. Ve'elu oisin lechi lepischon delematzrichin enturas ha-pesach. Ella lepsochem ha-mefaloshim zekine gezelish Yisrabim. Because Shmuel maintains, enturas ha-pesach is only needed when it's a true mavi ha-mefalosh. When the entranceway to Yisrabim, both ends are directly opposite each other, it's considered to be a direct access from one Yisrabim through the Mavi over to the other Yisrabim. But if they're indirect, they're one not opposite the other, you're going in this way, you need to make a 90 degree turn, a sharp turn over to the left side. That's not considered to be a direct access route from one Yisrabim to the other, so we regard this alleyway as a closed alleyway. And all we need is a lechi or kira at the entranceway. Says the Gemara. So again, the word the itmar, as we learned, mavoi akum, regarding this bent mavi, rav amar terasek mafulos, we treat it like an exposed mavi, shmuel amar terasek kisasa, we treat it like a closed mavi. Says, well, let's analyze the picture here. Am I asking now? What are we speaking? Ilay mabiyosim eser, how wide is that turn, that 90 degree turn, the space between both alleyways here? How wide is it? Ilay mabiyosim eser, shall we say that it's larger than 10? It's wider than 10 amos. B'halei m'shmuel teresa kasasim. If you say it's so wide, can Shmuel indeed say that we regard this as a mavi sasim? Certainly not, because if it's such a wide opening from one side of the mavi to the other, then how could Shmuel maintain that it's a closed mavi? We should regard this whole thing as one big mavi due to that large gap between both mavis, between both alleyways, larger than 10, that's considered to be a piritza. There's no machitza, there's no entranceway. It's so big, it meshes into one. El alav be'eser, apparently, was speaking about a gap there, which is merely 10 amos or less. So there, Shmuel maintains, it's small enough to be considered like a doorway, like an open, like an entranceway. And these two alleyways, the two sides of this crooked alleyway, are regarded as two separate entities, which are merely open one to the other, and therefore each one separately could be considered a closed mavi, which is merely open to just Rabbah on one side. So now once we've established that the bend, the place where the two mavois are joining, is merely 10 amos or less in width, let's take a look at Rav's sheet. Rav says, V'ka'oma Rav terasukim afulush. Rav says that the alleyway here is considered to be an open, exposed alleyway, running from one Yisrabim to the other. Alma, apparently, he holds, since there's that large entranceway between one mavi to the other, which is four tfachim or greater, is considered to be open and exposed and breached. And therefore, the mavi here is treated like as though it's one big mavi, because it's all open. There's nothing separating the two sides of the mavi. Alma piritzas mavi mitzide bidalt. Apparently, Rav indeed holds that if there's a piritza, there's a breach alongside the wall of a mavi, as long as it reaches the shear of dalat tfachim, which is considered to be a pesach, we regard this mavi as though it's open, it's exposed, it's been breached. It allows the traffic through it, and therefore, as we explained earlier, negates the original entranceway to the mavi. This has become the sort of new entranceway due to its size, because it's considered to be a Pesach. And that explains why, in this case, Rav considers the Mavi as a Mavi Mefulosh. Due to that large space, in the area where the two sides of this bent mavi meet each other. So it's considered to be an open mavi, a breached mavi, and therefore we regard each one of these, each side of this mavi akum, as though it's fully exposed to shesaravim, it's open, it's parut, due to that large gap. So Rav Huna brings a raya from this halacha to his opinion of Rav. We see from here the Rav considers an opening merely the size of four tzfachim, like a piritza, as though the mavi has been exposed to the elements. Says the Gemara, how's Rav Chanan going to respond? Because he maintains the Rav holds that only if it's ten amos, if it's more than ten amos, is a problem. So why, in this case of the mavi akum, is it considered to be a foolish, exposed, and open? Rav Chanan bar Rava, he's going to respond and say, Shani Hasan, the case of the mavi akum is entirely different than the case we're discussing here. Why? The kabaki bar rabim, because the public is walking through it, is using this mavi as an access route to go over from one Shisram to the other. So since it's a publicly traveled route, indeed, we consider this mavi as though it's exposed and open to Shisram. The fact that, in reality, the public is using it. So it's not just due to the size of the gap. It's due to the fact that, practically speaking, the Rabbin traverse this area, the foot traffic, a bekeya through this mavi to go from one Shisram to the other. Therefore, we consider this thing to be fully open, exposed to Shisarabim. We don't consider this to be a contained mavi due to the traffic flow. However, in the case that we discussed earlier, we began our Gemara with a mavi shenifritz mitzidai. Public are not making use of this new exit. Rashi says, we're speaking about that right outside this breach, it's a makam mitunah full of mud. It's not a convenient place to walk. So it's not actually being used by the Rabbim. And therefore, since there's no traffic going through it, I maintain, Rav Chanan says, I maintain, that just the mere fact that it potentially can be used as a Pesach, that's irrelevant, doesn't affect the status of the Mavi. As long as the gap isn't greater than 10 Amis, where certainly it will affect the status of the Mechitza, and will consider to be the Mechitza to be Batal. Says the Gemara, okay. So apparently, the discussion before, in the beginning of the Gemara, was regarding a place where the Rabbin was not Bekeya. Mechlal de Rav Huna Savar, apparently Rav Huna says that even in that case, if the gap is merely 4 tefachim in width, is a problem. Mechlal de Rav Huna Savar, afagav de lebaki bo Rabbin, even though there's no public which is accessing this exit way, nevertheless, he regards the Pesach to be large, too large. And therefore, he says, the Mavi cannot be used any longer. Why is it different than Rav Amir Rasi's halacha that we learned yesterday in Daf Hey Amar Aleph, that if a mavi was breached alongside it, they told us as long as it's not greater than 10 amis, you can continue carrying the mavi. Says the Hasam Dika Gidudi. Over there, we're speaking a case where there are some structural remnants on the ground below. Rashi says a 3 or 4 tefachim in height, which make it very difficult, impede the traffic. They don't allow for convenient passage through that breach. And therefore, all agree that unless it's so big and wide, it's greater than 10 amis, in which case it's mevatel mechitza, then it's fine because it's not going to be used as an access route. Hachad lechid gedudi, as opposed to our case, where there are no gedudi present which impede traffic. And therefore, I maintain, Rav Huna says, I maintain, as long as you create a new Pesach in this mavi, that substance that takes the place of that original entranceway to the mavi renders it useless, deactivates it somewhat. And therefore, since we don't regard it as the Pesach HaMavi, the Kira and Lechi, which were placed alongside that entranceway, are rendered obsolete and useless. And they don't allow carrying throughout the Mavi. So in summary, regarding a Mavi which was breached, the Gemara tells us one can no longer carry this Mavi. We have four cases. A case where they are Baki Barabim, where the public is actually going through this opening, through this gap. The Gemara says all agree that if this opening, this gap is merely 4 tefachim in width, which is considered to be a proper doorway, this mavi is now possible. You can no longer carry this mavi. As we explained, since there's an alternate route out of the mavi, this negates the original entranceway and negates the lechi v'kira that are present there. The Gemara tells us likewise, if there are gedudi, these structural remnants which impede the passageway through this opening, all agree that a mere tfacham doesn't do any harm. It's only a problem when the gap is so large, greater than 10 amos, in which case it negates the actual din of the mechitza. The machlokes will pertain to a case where nor this nor that is present. Lo yibaki bo rabim. The rabim are not going through this entranceway. It's not a convenient passageway. And likewise, there are no gedudi present, which impede passage. Then we have machlokes. Rav Huna says, if it's four tfachim, then you can no longer carry the mavi. Rav Chanan bar Rava tells us the name of Rav. As long as it's no greater than 10 amos, you're okay. The Gemara tells us as well, when the breach was applied to a Karen Zavis, the corner of the mavi, all agree, that's not a place to make a doorway. So if this breach is four tfachim in size, one can no longer carry in the mavi. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabban, we learned in the Brisa. Ketzad ma'arvin derech Rishus Rabim. How can one adjust a public thoroughfare Rishus Rabim to allow carrying within it? Let's take a look at Rashi inside, who describes for us, gives us the requirements of Rishus Rabim. What exactly is it? 8 lines from the bottom. It says Rashi, Rishus Rabim, mashma rochav sheshes riyama. Apparently we're speaking about Rishus Rabim, which contains the following 3 elements. Number 1, it's 16 amas wide. Number 2, it's in a city, a city which has 60,000 people that make use of this street, and there's no wall surrounding the city, because otherwise it would be a contained area. Oy, the Rosh Hashgaris, the word oy, so either it has no wall, or even has a wall, the street within it can still be considered a Rishus Rabim. In a case as follows, if the Rishus Rabim running through the city stretches from one doorway, one gateway of the Chayma, all the way to the other gateway, Shema Fulish, it should be open and exposed, Doim Ledigli Midbar, should be similar to the Rishus Rabim which was present in the encampment of the Midbar, since we know the Halachas of Shabbos are sourced in the Midbar. So Rishus Rabim is meant to conform in its size and configuration to the Rishus Rabim as was present in the Midbar. So we have 3 conditions. Number 1, it needs to be wide enough, 16 amis. Number 2, it needs to be accessed by 600,000 people. And either there's no chayma around the city, or even if there's a chayma, but that Rishus Rabim stretches from one doorway to the other, one entranceway, one gateway of the city to the other, in which case it's considered to be exposed to the elements outside the city, it's considered to be a unrestricted accessway, and it has the din of Rishus Rabim. So get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do we allow carrying Rishus Rabim? Ketzad ma'arvin derech Rishus Rabim. 6 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara as follows: Oyse turus ha-pesach mikan. So he creates a turus ha-pesach, which is a formation of a doorway, a pole on one side, a pole on the other, and a pole going across. That is the din of a mechitza. It's considered to be like a wall, which creates that containment. So he does it on one side of the street. We're speaking about a street that's running through a city that already has 2 mechitzas because there are the houses on both sides of the Rishus Rabim. So he already has 2 mechitzas to allow carrying within this area. So number 1, he makes a turus ha-pesach on one end of the Rishus Rabim. Now the area within it is considered to be contained by 3 mechitzas. So it's a Rishus Rabim min ha-Torah. Now the Rabbani must add something to it. V'lechi v'koreh mekan, he places a lechi v'koreh on the other side, which makes it a full-fledged Sayachad, and even with Rabbanan, one is allowed to carry within it. Chana Yoimer, it's actually a machlokes between Hisham and Basil. How one is meant to proceed. Hisham Yoimrim, Oisedelis Mikan, Vedelis Mikan. Surah Pesach is not enough. He's actually build a door on one side and a door on the other side, and actually use that door. She Yosef and Nichnas. So when he goes in and out of the Shus Rab Noel, he must close that door, he must keep it shut. Only then is the ear within it considered to be a Rishus HaYachad. You must remove the Rishus Rabim status and consider make it a completely contained area by placing 2 doors that actually remain closed when not in use. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Oimrim, you don't need that much. Oysa Delas Mekan, it's enough that he makes 1 door on one side, V'lechem Yikar Mekan, and then proceeds to affix a Lechem Yikar on the other side, and that's enough. Says the Gemara, how can one do this to Rishus Rabim to allow carrying within it? Rishus Rabim mi arva? Can one adjust Rishus Rabim to allow carrying within it? This Rishus Rabim, which really only has 2 solid mechitzes, one cannot carry within it, according to the Shita of the Rabbanon. V'atanya, I haven't written a brayse. Yosher akein omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda added, furthermore, Rashi explains the background, that the brayse began with Rav Yehuda Shita, who told us. Rav Yehuda holds that a place which is surrounded by merely two mechitzes, you have two mechitzes alongside the area, the place within it is considered Rishus HaYochid. So Rav Yehuda told us that even a street, a public thoroughfare, which has a house on either side, thereby making the place within the houses a Rishus HaYochid, how does one carry there, says Rav Yehuda? For instance, if you have a bridge going from one house to the other, that allows carrying within it without any hesitation, because the bridge is considered as though it's descending, it's creating another two mechitzes, which fully enclose that area. It's called pitikro yerid v'seisen. The tip, the point of the ceiling is viewed as though it's descending down, because when you see the ceiling here, you're faced with opposition. You see that you're going into an area, a roofed area. So we view that as though it's creating that block, that separation. Same thing on the other side. So if you have this bridge or this upper floor which is built from one house to the other across the Sarabim, that place inside is fully surrounded and contained, and one can carry within it even to Rabbanon. So this was the first part of the Brayse. Review the ads. You should know that one can even carry in the Sarabim even without that bridge or that upper floor covering the Rishus HaRabim, even merely through a Lechi V'Koyra, which is placed alongside the houses on both sides of the Rishus HaRabim. Yosher HaKein Omer Yehuda, Yehuda added furthermore, Misha Ha'ilei Shnei Batim, Mishnei Yitzi the Rishus HaRabim. So if there are two houses, one on each side of the Rishus HaRabim, so you have two mechitzes, how can you carry within them? Midrabana, you need a Lechi and Koyra. Oysa Lechi Mikan, V'Lechi Mikan. So he places a lechi on one side of the house here, a lechi on the other side, and this allows carrying within this enclosed area. Or he can use a kur. And this allows him to carry in there without any hesitation. So this is based on Rabbi Yehuda's premise that an area which is surrounded by merely two mechitzes, such as this street, which has two houses alongside it, Min HaTorah, is considered to be a Rishus HaYochid. Amru Lois, Rabbanu responded, no! Ein Ma'arv in Rishus HaRabim B'kach. One cannot adjust and allow carrying Rishus HaRabim through this method. Why? Because they hold only an area which is surrounded by three mechitzes is considered to be a Rishus HaYochid. It needs to be fully enclosed, fully on all sides. So three mechitzes make a Rishus HaYochid. Why the fourth wall doesn't need to be enclosed? Because that's a doorway, it's a passageway, it's a Pesach. But technically speaking, even when something is surrounded by three walls, we regard that area as fully enclosed, fully surrounded, fully contained. And only that is Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, a lechi, a kur, these things don't help unless it is fully surrounded by mechitzes. So you see clearly that when one's walking through a street, he can't carry, even when there's a Tzuras HaPesach, when there's a lechi, a kur, these things don't help. So how can the Braisa tell us that if he places a Tzuras HaPesach, a lechi, a kur, it works, according to Tanakama, and according to Beis Hillel, even one, just one door with a lech, it works. We just learned. These things don't work in Rishus HaRabim. V'chitem, perhaps you'll say, b'kachod lo me'arva. Only using this method, you can't allow carrying Rishus HaRabim. For instance, using a lech, a kur, ha'bid losis me'arva. But if you use doors, then that is considered to be a true containment of Rishus HaRabim. So that will explain why, according to Beis Hillel, for instance, merely placing one door on one side of the street is sufficient because you've created another mechitza there, and now the area within it is considered to be surrounded by three sides. And therefore, merely placing a lechi v'kur on the other side is sufficient. Is that the case? So a doorway accomplishes the same as a mechitza? V'amar Rabba Barachan Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabba Barachan told us the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And one door on one side of the Rishus HaRabim is not enough to contain the Rishus HaRabim. We need two doors. Not only two doors, but two doors that are actually functioning, that are actually generally kept closed and are regarded as true mechitzes. As Rabbi Yochanan told us, Yushalayim had 600,000 people and the street within it was wide enough to be regarded as Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Yochanan taught us that when it comes to Yushalayim, ilmolei dal seisea nenolos b'layla, not for the fact that its doors would actually be shuttered at night, And therefore, it is turned into Rishus HaYachid, Chayov in Olam Shemesh HaSarabim. If one would carry in Yerushalayim, he'd be Chayov, like carrying in Rishus HaSarabim. It was only because those doors were actually put to use, at least at night, they were closed and shuttered, thereby making the area within it, the city of Yerushalayim, into Rishus HaYachid. And that's why, if one carries within it, he has not done the malach of carrying Rishus HaRabim. But the Rabban needs to make Erev Chatzera, is fine, but it's not considered to be Rishus HaRabim. It's not a public thoroughfare, publicly unrestricted access route, because it was closed up with those doors. So it's very clear that he needs to have two doors on both sides of the street. Not only that, they need to be closed on a regular basis. So how can we say in the Braisa? According to the Tanakhama, you have a street, you want to make it Muta Betiltel, just make it Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and Alech on the other side. Basil tell us, just make a door on one side, and Alech on the other side. We see clearly that's not enough to allow carrying Rishus HaRabim. Let's take a look at Rashi. Four lines from the top. Yerushalayim, says Rashi, Rishus HaRabim Shalah. So its main street there was Mechuvan Mishal Ashar. So it stretched from one shar to the other. Umefulosh, and it was open, exposed, meaning it wasn't hindered, it was the Rom Mechitzas, which were blocking the Rishus HaRabim. V'yeshba d'risa shishim ribuy, and it was accessed by 600,000 people. V'rochav sheshes amos, and it was 16 amos wide. So it was considered to be a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim. Not for the fact that they would close those doors on a regular basis. V'yomolei shenoylem d'sesev v'chalaylev. Not for the fact that they would close those doors. Chayov v'noleh b'shabas v'shem Rishus HaRabim. If one would carry, it would be chayiv, it's Rishus HaRabim. Aval in the Ilas Dalsa, the fact that they close the doors, Meshavi l'kechatzesh Rabim. It's no longer a Rishus HaRabim, but rather it's a public courtyard. So it's Rishus HaYachad, but it's used by many people, many residents there. So with the Rabbanan, one cannot carry throughout a publicly shared courtyard, the Ma'arv Neskula, so they need to make an Erev and Erev Chatzeres to join the residents together. As the Meretz Hashem, we're going to learn the Masech. V'chosman shalei Yervu, have a Karmelis. And if they had not yet made that Erev, it's considered to be a karmelis, and one cannot carry in this area. However, there's no chiv in Torah. So the bottom line is, we see, in order to fashion Erush HaYochad from Erush HaRabim, to fully enclose it properly with doors that function and close. Continues the Gemara. Likewise, Ula told us regarding a different city. Hanim Avuli de Mechuza. These gateways, these doors of Mechuza, if not for the fact that the doors of these avuli are the sha'arim, the gateways to the city of Mechoza, if not for the fact that the doors were actually shuttered on a regular basis, one would be chayiv if he carries through the city. It's a Rishus HaRabim. So we see that a place which is a din Rishus HaRabim cannot be considered Rishus HaYachad unless you have doors on both ends of the Rishus HaRabim. And unless those doors are closed on a regular basis. Rashi says, Mechoza also had 600,000 people. So getting back to Avakasha, how can we allow carrying Rishus HaRabim even when we're lacking these conditions? Om Rabbi Yudah Hachikamer. The Braisa never meant to tell us that a publicly accessed street, an unrestricted roadway, Rishus HaRabim, can be turned into Sayachid merely employing these methods. Rather, the Braisa was speaking about an alleyway which is merely accessing Rishus HaRabim. It's leading to Rishus HaRabim. It's a mavi have a foolish, as we mentioned earlier. It's not the closed contained mavi, which is surrounded with walls on three sides, but rather it's a mavi have a foolish, an open exposed mavi, which is open on both ends of the surrounding. For instance, you have a street going here and another street parallel, and there's a mavi which is leading from one street to the other. That's a mavi have a foolish, lishir surrounding. So that requires more than just a lechavikur, as we discussed earlier. He needs to close it up somehow. So that's what the Braisa is speaking about. We have three shittas in the Braisa. Tanakhama tells us he needs to place a Tzuras HaPesach on one of those ends to break it away, to separate it from Rishus HaRabim. Tzuras HaPesach has a din of Mechitza. And that allows him to then place a Lechi V'Kor on the other side of that Mavi. According to Chananya, it's actually a Machlokes B'Sham Misil, how meant to proceed. According to Beis Shammai, he must place an actual door, a functioning door on either side, to extract this Mavi from Rishus HaRabim. Since the public uses this mavi to access the other Rishus HaRabim, it's so connected to Rishus HaRabim, you must extract it. You must undo that effect of the public traffic and actually place a door to restrict access, a door on each side, and block the traffic out. That's Bishama. Bissell say no. One door on one side is enough to create that separation. And then you just proceed with a lechikar on the other side. But the bottom line is we're not speaking about a street. We're speaking about an alleyway, which is a karmelis. It's an open-ended alleyway, which is leading on both sides of the Suravim. And the Braisa is telling us how to permit tiltil in this alleyway. Let's see the Gemara inside. Omar Bida Hachi Kamar. This is what the Braisa is saying. Kesed Ma'arvin Mevoyis Hamafaloshin Mishas Rabim. How are we meant to adjust and allow carrying within the alleyways which are open to Mishas Rabim? So open on both ends. Oyset Surah Sapesach Mekan Velecha Vikoyer Mekan. That's the Shita of the Tanakam. And then we have Chananiu tells us that according to Beis Shammai you need two doors. According to Beis Hillel one door is enough. Itmar. So we learned. How does the halacha conclude? Rav Amar Hichazak Tanakama. We follow Tanakama Shita. It's Surah Sapesach on one end of the Mavo Yama Fulish is enough. We don't need another a door or anything on the other side other than the standard Lechi Yikar. Ushmol Amar Halacha Chananya. We went to follow the Shita of Chananya, who tells us that according to Beis Hillel, for instance, you need a delis on one side of this exposed, open-ended Mavo. Iboyus, they asked, Lechananya Alib de Beis Hillel. So Chananya's version of Beis Hillel requires a delis. Does that door need to be a functioning door? Tzorach linol? Does it need to make sure that it's closed? Or ain't tzorach linol? Or is that not needed? Perhaps a swinging door is enough, since it has potential to block out that traffic. That is enough to create that separation, to unhook this alleyway from the public access of Rishus Rav. Toshma, come and listen to the right. The Omar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, ain't tzorach linol? There's no need for him to actually shatter it. V'chein Omar Masa Omar Shmuel, ain't tzorach linol? Does not need to close that door. Ikad the Amri is another version of events, Omer of Masna, but the idea of Ovda. I actually had a personal experience with such a situation, and I asked Shmuel regarding this open-ended Mavi, this Mavi and Foolish, what am I meant to do with that door? V'amalin, he told me, V'amalin Shmuel, ain't tzorach lino, there's no need to actually close that door. Boi minei, Rav Anan, so I asked the same question of Rav Anan, tzorach lino, does he need to close that door? Oi, ain't tzorach lino, or not? Omer Luhus, he told him, Tachazi, come take a look. Hani avuli dinardo. These doorways, these entranceways of the alleyways, the open-ended alleyways in the town of Narda. So we're speaking about the Mavi Mefulash, which was open on both ends of the Saravim. The Timon ad Palgayu Ba'afra. That the doorway was buried halfway into the ground below, into the offer, into the earth. So this door was absolutely stuck. There was no way to close it. Nevertheless, we found V'ayil V'nafik Marshmol. And Marshmol, which was small, he went in and out without hesitation. And he didn't tell him anything. He didn't comment on this phenomenon. Apparently, it is enough that there's a door there, even though it can't even be feasibly closed. Omer of Kana, you can't be right from there. Those doors were partially closed. Hanach Magufas Havai, they were partially closed. But perhaps if they were entirely open, that wouldn't be enough to create that mechitz. Continues the Gemara. So regarding those doorways in Ardok, he also, Rav Nachman came, Omar, he instructed them as follows, Panyula Frayu, remove the earth to allow the doors to close. Lema Kasav Rav Nachman, should we say Rav Nachman holds Tzorach Lino? He actually needs to close the door of that alleyway? He's more like, no. He don't actually need to close it. But why did he need them to remove the offer? Even the ru'uyas linol, as long as it's suitable and potential to be closed, even though in actuality they're not going to be closed, that's okay. But he required them to move the offer. So at least in theory, they can be closed and they're regarded as proper doors which affect that separation of the mavi from the Rishus Rav. So in conclusion, we learned about three different types, categories of mavi. We have the standard mavi, mavi sasam, which is enclosed on three sides. In that case, a lechi or a kur is sufficient if it is placed at the entranceway of that alleyway to Sarabim. What about a mavi, which is mefulish lish Sarabim? So it's open-ended. It's open on both ends to Sarabim. We have a three-way machlekes. According to the Tanakam and the Braisa, and Rav follows the Shita, we need a tzur sapesach on one side of the mavi, and that's enough. That allows carrying the mavi, provided he added a lechi kur on the other side, like a standard mavi sasam. Hanani tells us, it's a machlokes b'sham b'sil. According to Beis Shammai, you need a delis on one side of the Umavi and a delis on the other side. And he needs to actually use that door, close it, in order to really separate that Umavi from the Rishus HaRabim. According to Beis Shammai's view, and Shmuel passes like Beis Hillel, as long as he places a delis on one side, that's enough to allow Karen within it, provided he added a Lechi V'Kara on the other side. The Gemara concluded that that delis doesn't need to actually be closed, as long as it's Roy Lino. If you read it and can be closed, that's enough to provide that separation, to control the crowds which would like to enter this Mavis. So once you're controlling the crowd, this Mavis is considered to be a separate entity. It's been detached from Shus Ravim. That's enough to make that separation, to make that enclosure. It's regarded like a machitza and allows carrying within it, provided he added a lechem kar on the other side. Regarding a mavi akum, this crooked, this bent mavi, how do we consider it? According to Rav, we regard it like an exposed mavi, as though it's open-ended on both sides of the Ravim. Therefore, he needs to make an additional adjustment. In addition to the standard lechi at the entrance of the Ravim, he needs to do something more to close off that mavi. Therefore, he makes the Surah Pesach right in the middle of that mavi, right at that bend. This is in accordance with Rav Shita, of course, that holds that a mavi mefulish needs to have a Surah Pesach. According to Shmuel, this mavi akum doesn't need any more than a lechi v'kira because he regards it like a mavi sasim. Although one can access the other Rishus Ravim through this mavi, but it's an indirect access. He must make a sharp turn. It's not a direct route. It's not open-ended and exposed like a typical mavi mefulish, which is a straight mavi leading from one Rishus Ravim to the other. Therefore, according to Shmuel, it's a mavi sasim, which does not need any special attention. Continues the Gemara. Hahu mavi akum, there was this particular type of bent mavi, Dava ben Arda, which was in the city of Arda. So what type of mavi was it? Let's take a look at the diagram on the left side here in Rashi. It was a double bent mavi. So you have the Rishus Rabban running over the top of the picture. And this mavi accessed the Rishus Rabban. So it started from the Rishus Rabban, went down, make a left, and back up. So it was a 180 degree turn back to Rishus Rabban. So it began and ended in Rishus Rabban. So this is another version of mavi akum. We are going to Rav, we would regard it as a mavi mefulish, which needs an additional tikkun. According to Shmuel, it's a mavi sasam, because it's a very indirect route from one side to the other. Therefore, it's a mavi sasam, which doesn't need more than a lechi or a kira at the entranceway to the mavi. So what happened in Arda when they had this mavi? Says the Gemara story. They apply the stringency of Rav, meaning they consider this to be an open-ended mavi, a mavi meflush, in which case the lechem v'kara are not sufficient. You need to add something more. So they applied the chumra of Rav, the chumra de Shmuel, and they also applied the chumra of Shmuel. V'atzruchud dalsis, and they required doors to be affixed to the mavi. So take a look in Rashi, we have two doors at both bends. Why do you need two doors? Tosfos explains because they're meant to be noticed by all the residents, the users of this mavi. So you need to place one on this side, one on that side, so all should notice the fact that we have doors there. So in any case, the Gemara tells us they covered all bases. On the one hand, they treat it like a mavi mefulish, which needs something more. But Rav, let's recall that Rav holds. What is needed by a mavi mefulish? You don't need a door. Merely a tzuras ha-pesach is sufficient. But they weren't happy with that. They added doorways. They added doors. In accordance with Shita's Shmuel holds, if we have a mavi mefulish, we need a door. The problem here is that this mavi, according to Shmuel, is not mefulish. So they covered all bases. They were machmer like Rav to treat it like a mefulish. They were machmer like Shmuel to add doors. Again, says the Gemara, Roma lechumer de Rav, they applied the chumer of Rav to regard it like a mavi mefulish, v'chumer de Shmuel, and the stringency of Shmuel, v'atzruchot dalsis, and required doors. Chumer de Rav, damar terasuk mefulish. They went like Rav and regarded it like a mefulish. Says the Gemara, v'amar Rav, didn't Rav himself tell us, halacha tanakama? The halacha follows the Tanakama Shita, that a mavi mefulish only needs a Surah HaPesach. Says the Gemara, kishmol. When it came to the adjustment, they followed Shmuel. The Omar halacha kechananya, the halacha follows Chananya, who presented the machlokes b'sham b'silel, and according to b'silel, we need a door. Says the Gemara, but according to Shmuel, there's no need to have a door. V'amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel tell us, there's a kesasim. This crooked mavi is considered like an enclosed mavi. Like a contained mavi, it doesn't need a door. So How can you do both things together? Is it mefulish like Rav? So all you need is Surah Pesach. Is it like Shmuel? They don't need anything. So they took both things. Kirav, they followed like Rav, Dharma Torah mefulish, treated like an open movie. And they did the doorways, like the doors like Shmuel. Says Gemara, Amir Abdina can take Trei Chumri? Is that the way to approach things? Can one do, one adopt two stringencies, one Rav and one Shmuel? For a time, you haven't learned the price. Truthfully, one is meant to follow Beisil Shita, that's the prevailing authority. If one chooses to follow Beisil, he can do so. If he wants to follow Beisil, he can do so. However, if he picks and chooses, he chooses the leniencies of both, Rasha. Likewise, if he follows the stringencies of both, all of Akas of Omer, on him the pasuk describes as follows: the fool is going in darkness. You're choosing both stringencies, meant to be consistent. Ella iki b'shamay, either follow b'shamay's view consistently, kikoleya nekuchamreyan, follow their kula and their chumras. Iki b'sil, or alternatively, you want to follow b'sil, do it consistently, kikoleya like the leniencies, ukuchamreyan like the stringencies. So one is not meant to pick and choose both kulas or both rumors. Follow one shita consistently. So likewise, in our case, why did they do it in this manner? Why did they follow, on the one hand, Rav, and on the one hand, they followed Shmuel as well? It seems to be a contradiction. That's Tosfos. What's the problem? Just because we rule like Rav in one context, does that mean in the entire Torah we're going to follow Rav shita? And likewise, if we follow Shmuel in one halacha, does that mean we follow him all along? So why couldn't they pick and choose? When it comes to the status of the Mavi, they followed Rav. It's a Mavi and foolish. When it comes to the actual practical adjustment applied to the Mavi, they followed Shmuel Shita, and they applied the door. Why can't you do that? So what's the Mar's Kasha? So this says, because we don't find any Shita that requires a door affixed to this Mavi Yakum. It's non-existent. Because according to Rav, it's just a Pesach sufficient. According to Shmuel, you don't need anything. So how could they proceed in such a peculiar way, which seems to be self-contradictory? They did something which nobody agrees with, not Rav nor Shmuel. They will proceed and explain to us that nevertheless it was no problem, because these two things are not contradictory, they're not sasri adadi, they're unrelated, and therefore there was no concern with the fact that they followed both routes. We'll see that Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. The Gemara analyzes the Braisa and concludes with Epshat. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began discussing a Mavi Shenifratz. So the Mavi whose wall is breached. We have several categories. If it is a breach in which the Rav Mabaki, the public, uses that accessway, then as long as that gap is merely four tzfachim, which is considered to be a Din Pesach, that negates the status of the Mavi, because that takes over. It becomes an alternate route out of the Mavi. And therefore it negates somewhat the grand entranceway to the Mavi, renders it somewhat useless, and the Kor above it is rendered obsolete. The Gemara tells us all agree, if there are gedudi present, these structural remnants, by that gap which inhibit the passage through that opening, all agree, since it's not a convenient route, there's no concern here, unless that hole is so large it's greater than 10 amis, in which case the entire mechitza becomes batal. What if it's nor this nor that? The public is not really conveniently using this thing, it's not regularly accessed, and also there's no gedudi there. Then we have a machlekes. How large can that hole be? Rapuna says, up until four tefachim, but four tefachim is already too large. It's considered a Pesach, which diverts traffic. Rechan Barava tells us, there's no concern, because even though there's a potential doorway, it's okay. It doesn't negate that initial doorway. So as long as that hole is 10 amos or less, in which case the mechitza is still considered to be halachically intact, then one can carry through the Mavi. The Gemara told us, if that breach was formed, the Keren Zavis, at the corner of the structure of the Mavi, that's not a place to make a Pesach, it's going to be a breach, which negates the Mechitza of the Mavi, if that breach is 4 Tfachim in size. We learned about three categories of Mavi. A Mavi Sosam is Mutta, Betilta, one can carry it as long as he creates a Lechi, Vekura, at the entrance to the Sarabim. What's a Mavi Sosam? A place which is enclosed on three sides. A Mavi Mefulash, which means a direct access from one Rishis Ram to the other. So it's open on both ends, there's Sarabim. We have three shittas. According to Tanakama, it needs to place the Tzuras HaPesach on one side to detach it from Sarabim, in addition to the Lechem Ikar on the other side. According to Beis Shammai, it needs to place two doors, two functioning doors on both sides. According to Beis Hillel, he places one door on one side, it doesn't need to actually close that door, and then he places the Lechem Ikar on the other side. What about a crooked Mavi, a bent Mavi? Rav says, we regard it as a Mavi Mefulash, as an open, unrestricted Mavi, in which case you need to place the Tzuras HaPesach, in addition to Lechem Ikar. According to Shmuel, we regard it as a Mavi Sasim. We also learned, how do we make a Rishus HaYachad, according to Rav Yudah? Two mechitzas alongside the area are sufficient to be considered Shisayachat. According to Rabbanan, we need three mechitzas surrounding the area.